your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
It is Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in, and a happy Monday to you. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. Gracie and I both did. Gracie spent time with family in Kissimmee over the weekend. I went and saw Oppenheimer on Saturday and took it easy. Gracie, as we have discussed here over the last couple of weeks, I am in a new mode in my life, in my personal life, where I'm eating right. I get one cheat meal a week. I did that yesterday afternoon after church. Did not eat all of it, and I've been drinking strictly water.
So healthy.
And I am also trying to take up a new sport. So once or twice a week, a good friend of mine, he operates, well, he doesn't operate, but he works out of a CrossFit gym, and he, in his own right, has taken on some individual clients to help with nutrition and just exercising and working out. So I will work out with him once or twice a week. And then for the third week, kind of workout of the week, it's really up to me, whether that's swimming or just, you know, trying to get 10,000 steps in a day. And I was like, well, you know, what's something that I could really undertake? And as I am now a dad and I'm approaching the middle ages, and, you know, maybe this is like a midlife intervention crisis type thing.
Open up, Joe.
This is tennis is something that I say, you know what? I think it would be cool to learn how to play tennis, not in any sort of meaningful way where, you know, I'm competing and just things like that, but, you know, great cardio. I'm not trying to get seriously injured while doing this. I want to be able to consistently hit shots over the net and just have fun with other people that I know that play tennis. So I have been reaching out to my inner circles at church and, you know, just saying, hey, have you ever played tennis in your life? If the answer is yes, then, hey, would you like to maybe once a week play with me? Because, you know, tennis is not a sport where you can just show up by yourself. And at least me, you know, maybe other people just have the courage to say, hey, I can show up at UWF or somewhere else and say, hey, do you mind if I hit with you? I'm not there. I just don't want to. Once I am, you know, close to being able to compete for major titles, I will get to that point. But so that's something that I am undertaking. So I went out to Dick's Sporting Goods over this weekend. I've got a racket now. I've got wristbands. I've got new tennis shoes. I've got everything. So when people look at me, they're like, man, this is a guy who his physique does not show it, but here's a guy that, just by the way he dresses, that knows what the heck he's doing on a tennis court.
And I'm not going to mess with him.
That's right. I do not want to go against him. So that is what I'm hoping to accomplish here as I continue to eat better and hopefully lose some weight and just generally be healthier. So if you have any suggestions or if there are any groups that you know of where people just get together and play tennis, you can let me know. 850-437-1620, or maybe I'll just start here. Tennis, texture says tennis is fun. Also, pickleball is good for you. Yes, I've heard about pickleball as well. I'm going to give tennis a shot, and we'll see how that goes. And perhaps after my first torn ligament, I may then gravitate over to pickleball. 6:15 right now. Let's get a check of the roads and weather.
Well, we do have some accidents right now on 98. There's going to be two separate accidents with a little bit of some slowdown. So first off, on Gulf Breeze Parkway, a small accident right off of New Hope Road right near the Dollar General is showing some slight delays in both directions. So just keep that in mind. Again, that's on 98 in between Tiger Point and Midway. And also, we do have an accident on a 98 on a Navarre Parkway. This is also going to be kind of near Dollar General, but it's close to the neighborhood Walmart right off of Villa Drive. So just keep that in mind that you are are going to see two patches of some delays in both directions on 98 due to these small accidents. I'm Grace Ann News Radio 923 with your traffic on the fives. And for weather, we do have a heat advisory in effect until 7 p.m. Coming up, we're going to have high temperatures for tomorrow. Partly cloudy right now, 93 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 103. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together.
Looking at our top three stories here quickly. So we start off, there was a closed door hearing today in which Devin Archer, a Hunter Biden friend and associate, contradicted President Biden's stance that he was never involved in his son's business.
Archer talked about the big guy and how Hunter Biden always said, we need to talk to my guy. We need to see when my guy's going to be here.
So Archer told Republicans the president was on more than 20 different business calls with Hunter Biden. Biden has always maintained he knew nothing about Hunter's business dealings. Former President Trump predicts he'll be indicted any day now as part of the investigation into his efforts to stay in power after the 2020 election. And more record-breaking temperatures this week for the South. Florida, Texas, and Louisiana appear to be in store for temps soaring into the triple digits. Meanwhile, Phoenix has now topped 110 degrees for 31 straight days. Those are your top three stories today. Looking at some local headlines, Channel 3 caught up with Pensacola Police Chief Eric Randall. They are looking into whether a weekend shooting at the Northwoods Apartments is connected to the fatal shooting of 19-year-old Marlon Jarvis from 2 weeks ago.
What I can say is there's a connection from the circles that people hang in.
And Randall says there have been no arrests made in Saturday's shooting after three people were shot while sitting in a car. Investigators say at least one person pulled up in another car and started shooting at them. Now, last Thursday night, 22-year-old Trevor Vanderhall was arrested in Georgia in connection to Jarvis's death. Florida Department of Law Enforcement says a Cantonment woman was pretending to be one of their agents. 35-year-old Bobby Lee Sales turned herself into Escambia County's jail back on July 26th. And investigators say there could be additional victims to the ones that they know about. They're asking you if you were approached by Sales identifying herself as an officer to call the FDLE Pensacola office. The investigation started in May when Sales allegedly visited somebody's home presenting a silver badge with a firearm, saying the telling the individual that he was under investigation and she'd be back in a couple of weeks to search his home. It's a pretty interesting story there. Duplex fire this morning in Escambia County, or Pensacola, led to two families being displaced. That happened on Backlane Court at around 11:20. Fire crews had about 40 minutes before it was under control. One adult occupant was inside the home at the time but was already out when crews arrived, and now a family of three and a family of two are being helped out by the American Red Cross, and Pensacola police continuing to investigate what happened. And we usually save good news for the end of each hour, but some really good news in Santa Rosa County. Bob Johnson, the sheriff, talked to our Andrew McKay this morning about the SAFE program. It's when it notifies police when somebody has a disability. They say it's already been picked up by at least 30 counties across the state and now expanding in a huge way.
Yeah, the entire United States Air Force is going to it worldwide.
Wow.
So, and we're hoping that the DOD will pick it up and all the branches will get it. And then it'll be, you know, on every Army base, Marine base, it doesn't matter.
And Johnson says that means on all Air Force bases, military, police, and security teams will be using the program. How it works is when a household has somebody with special needs, could be autism, Down syndrome, or deaf or blind, they will place a sticker on both their home door and car door so law enforcement knows that somebody in the home may react differently during the encounter. I believe it was last month, if not a couple of months ago, we did a story after SAFE program kits were equipped with all Santa Rosa County squad cars. And so that was an important update there. 5:20 right now, we'll take a break. We've got state and national headlines coming up on Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Summer season is here and Florida's summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, Mr. Big and the Rhythm Sisters hit the stage. They'll have music selections ranging from soulful jazz, New Orleans jazz, all the way up to the newest dance hits plus R&B favorites. It's Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. 850-437-1620. A lot of texters supporting me in my new athletic pursuits, so that's good to see. Some good intel there as well. Gracie, you don't, by chance, play tennis, do you?
No, I'm like very bad at coordination.
Okay.
I know that's like, I don't know, surprising? But I suck at all sports.
Okay,
so.
Well, that's okay. My big concern, and maybe somebody in the tennis community can put my mind at ease, but I would not say that I am accomplished, but I have played ping pong for several years. And so I am concerned that the hand motion of ping pong will not translate very well to tennis and that I'm just going to continuously just hit the ball down because of that rather than get it over the net. So maybe somebody can put my mind at ease there. 625, get a check of the roads and weather.
Well, roads are looking pretty good, but we do have some slight slowdowns on 98. That's due to two separate accidents slowing things down. First accident is going to be on a Gulf Breeze Parkway right off of New Hope Road. Slight delays due to the accident. Looks like it's getting cleared up, but we still have some slowdowns in Navarre on 98 right in front of the Walmart Neighborhood Market. That's on Navarre Parkway, so expect some slowdowns. That is, as you are moving closer to Coral Street, you'll expect some slowdowns. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie with your traffic on the fives. And for weather, we're looking pretty good. We just have the high temperatures. For tomorrow, a heat index, for tomorrow, a high of 99. Heat advisory for tonight, in effect until 7 p.m. and partly cloudy skies. right now with 93 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze. It's a heat index of 103. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And looking at some state headlines here, I believe it was back in the winter where we first told you about this one. There was a pretty bizarre lawsuit in South Florida over the Velveeta microwavable mac and cheese. A lady was suing because Kraft Heinz Food was not being forthcoming about how long it actually took to prepare the microwavable mac and cheese. So on the display or the packaging, it says 3.5 minutes. The lawsuit was saying that it did not include the time it took to remove the lid and add water, but a federal judge in Florida dismissed that lawsuit today. So
also, Florida's gas prices are reaching the highest levels for this summer despite a slight drop. AAA says that the state average went up nearly 30 cents per gallon over the past 2 weeks. The current average is $3.65.
Also, Ron DeSantis laying out his economic vision for his administration. He spoke in New Hampshire today.
American families have been saddled with weak economic growth, high prices. The quality of life has stagnated.
And he says that his administration would curb reckless federal spending and reduce economic dependence on China.
And if you are constantly going through Garcon Point tolls or just tolls in general, maybe look into this. The Florida Toll Relief Program, paying off residents who commute daily on toll roads. The program has saved over 1 million SunPass customers over $227 million over the past 6 months. The year-long program automatically gives frequent users at least 35 monthly toll transactions at a 50% account credit.
Looking at some national headlines, a man dead after police in Tennessee say he fired shots at a Jewish school. Memphis police said the man was shot by an officer after he tried to force his way into the Margolin Hebrew Academy this afternoon. He reportedly opened fire outside of the school when he couldn't enter. Police said an officer shot the man when he jumped out of his truck with a gun when he was pulled over about 10 minutes from the school.
Also, a French daredevil known for filming his dangerous stunts has died after falling from the 68th floor of a Hong Kong skyscraper. That's Remy Lucigi, a 30-year-old known as Remy Enigma on Instagram. He fell outside a penthouse apartment after he got access by telling the security guard that he was visiting a friend up on the 40th floor. According to Sky News, surveillance footage does show him exiting the elevator on the 49th floor and on the staircase to the top floor where the doors were forced open.
Sentencing today for the so-called doomsday cult mom who was convicted of murdering her 17-year-old daughter and 7-year-old son.
You're sentenced to the custody of the State Board of Corrections to serve the maximum allowed sentence, a fixed determinate term of life imprisonment with no possibility of parole.
Prosecutors say she and her husband were obsessed with doomsday-focused religious beliefs.
And the Biden administration is withholding funds for schools who have hunting and archery training programs. Fox News confirms the White House is blocking the funding based on the interpretation of the new legislation that bans funds from being used on training in the use of a dangerous weapon.
Mayor Eric Adams in New York City is now asking for federal help after migrants are forced to sleep on sidewalks and in cardboard boxes.
We need help, and it's not going to get any better. From this moment on, it's downhill. There is no more room.
So on the one hand, he's assuring New Yorkers there will not be tents with migrants all over the city, but also says it won't get any better. So I'm not sure what happens there. Also, Space Command headquarters will remain in Colorado Springs. CNN reports President Biden has decided against moving the headquarters to Huntsville, Alabama. That reverses a decision made by former President Trump. 6:30 now, Fox News Update is coming up. When we return, a look at what's happening in the world of sports today. Rumors swirling about Florida State may be joining another conference. We'll talk about that coming back. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3.
Fox News. News, I'm Rich Dennison. Many Republicans are criticizing President Biden for today's announcement that his administration will keep the Space Force headquarters in Colorado Springs.
The Air Force had determined moving the operation to Huntsville, Alabama, which was endorsed by the Trump administration, was the move to make. It was ultimately decided staying put, keeping Space Force on par with China's space advances, was the more prudent move.
Fox's Gernal Scott. President Biden is vacationing in Delaware this week. His cabinet's on a nationwide tour promoting the Bidenomics agenda.
Vice President Kamala Harris and Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo will stop in Wisconsin, highlighting expansion of broadband internet projects. And Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is scheduled to stop in Southern Illinois for clean energy events.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, if you're getting ready to change some light bulbs around the house, your choices may be a little more limited tomorrow. That's because only LED bulbs will be available to purchase as an incandescent bulb ban goes into effect on Tuesday. The Department of Energy says that LED bulbs use less energy and can last longer than traditional bulbs. Once the ban goes into effect, it will still be legal to own incandescent bulbs, but will be illegal for stores to sell them and for companies to manufacture them. And checking the commodity markets this Monday, gold prices finished a bit higher today amid some optimism that central banks may be approaching the end of their policy tightening cycles. Now, this comes as some inflation readings appear to show that inflation is cooling off just a bit, which could be easing concerns about the outlook for interest rates. However, a strong U.S. dollar limited gold's upside on the day. Gold futures for December up $9.30 to close the day out at $2,009.20 an ounce. Checking Wall Street this Monday, stocks finished higher after a choppy trading session, the Dow up around 100 points. That's Your Money Now.
This is Maggie Gray with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Dell. Dell Technologies push what technology can do. Find out how at Dell.com/welcome to now. Sean Payton walked back his comments about former Broncos head coach Nathaniel Hackett, saying, quote, he had too many lattes and got too honest. Aaron Rodgers wasn't having it. Rodgers defended his offensive coordinator and called Payton insecure. Can't wait until October 8th. The Jets at Broncos. I'm Maggie Gray.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, this Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be discussing Summer Restaurant Week, Atlas Beverage Class, Jackson's Open for Lunch, Jackson's and Julia, and other fun things you won't want to miss. That's all this Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who pay attention to every little detail. The ones who fuss, tinker, and sweat the small stuff. Because you know the tiniest thing can make the biggest difference when it comes to keeping business moving. We get it. We're the same way. Offering access to product experts to help you quickly and easily find what you need. So whatever your industry, you know you're always getting professional-grade products. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
Dependable. Hope you're having a great start to your week. We do have some high temperatures all throughout this week, but hopefully you're trying to stay cool as best you can as we wrap up this this summer, and school starting pretty soon and start in August tomorrow. So the heat's not going anywhere probably anytime soon. But going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together. Our slowdowns on 98 have cleared up tremendously. We had two separate accidents that had delays. We still have some slight slowdowns. Navarre Parkway, right near the neighborhood Walmart, both directions due to a small accident, so keep that in mind. But other than that, we're looking good. And if you do see something else on the roads, always feel free to call into the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. As I was saying, we have hot temperatures for this week coming up tomorrow. It's going to be extremely hot with a high of 99. Most likely a heat advisory going to be put in place for tomorrow. And we still have a heat advisory for today that ends at 7 and a low of 79 tonight with partly cloudy skies. It's partly cloudy, 93 in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together, which is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. They are located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, looking at the scoreboard right here, Major League Baseball, Angels leading the Braves 1-0 in the first inning. Marlins up 2-0 on the Phillies, that one in the fourth inning, and the Rays have a 2-1 lead over the Yankees in the second inning. Orioles leading 2-0 over the Blue Jays. The Brewers and Nationals tied at 1. And a little bit later on, a few games, Guardians, Astros, Padres, Rockies, Red Sox, Mariners, and the Diamondbacks and the Giants, and a full slate of Major League Baseball tonight. In the early morning hours of Tuesday, the U.S. Women's National Team will have its final group stage match. They take on Portugal. They need to either win or tie to advance to the knockout stages. They will play at 2 a.m. our time. NFL news, Saints star running back Alvin Kamara is planning to meet with Commissioner Roger Goodell over a potential suspension. Now, right now, the league has not indicated whether he would be suspended for his involvement in the fight at a Las Vegas nightclub last year. Saints coach Dennis Allen says Kamara really just wants the chance to visit with Goodell and give him his side of the story. And in college football, a lot of rumors circulating, a lot of smoke, and you know what they say, where there's smoke, there's fire. And it centers around a rumor that the Big Ten could be set to announce 4 new schools joining the conference, and they include Florida State, Clemson, Oregon, and Washington. I am not to sit here and say that this is definitely happening this week, although I believe that it's only a matter of time before these schools, namely Florida State, because, you know, we cover them or they're the local team, is that they will, their days in the ACC are numbered. I firmly believe that. I will say that because it's simple. It's just money. The amount of money that Florida State can bring into their athletic department in the Big Ten or the SEC dwarfs what they can bring in the ACC. So it's only a matter of time. We'll see if it's weak, but I saw on social media over the weekend, there are a lot of different sports reporters and outlets that are sniffing around on this, and the general hot topic in the rumor mill is that the Big Ten could be set to announce as soon as this week that those four schools are going to be joining them. So that's pretty big, especially in the landscape, the ever-changing landscape of college football. And looking at Florida State potentially in the Big Ten. Gracie, you are a Florida State fan. You have family who are alumni of Florida State, but you also have a large contingent in Pennsylvania as well. So potentially a Penn State-Florida State matchup at Doak Campbell Stadium would be pretty interesting there.
Could be interesting. Could be scary on Thanksgiving, but we'll see.
I am from Columbus, Ohio. I'm a lifelong Buckeye, so the prospect of driving 3 hours down the road to see Ohio State slaughter the Seminoles in their home stadium. You know what? You and your family may have problems. We may have problems on Thanksgiving. So you also got to think about that as well. So pretty interesting there. We'll certainly keep our eye on that. Let us know your thoughts on that. 850-437-1620, the number. Health, business, and science notes there. A really tough day for Yellow Freight employees. So this company has about 30,000 employees, nearly 100 years old. If you look up the logo, Yellow Trucking, I mean, it's very recognizable. But just over the weekend, executives made the decision to cease all operations and all 33,000 people laid off.
When you pass 60 like me, it's like, come on, man, really? I'm thinking I'm about to retire in another year or two, and then you hit me with this here?
And so the company just last year relocated their headquarters to Nashville from Kansas City and are now ceasing operations.
Also, another recall is impacting Trader Joe's locations across Florida. They issued the orders for its fully cooked falafel, saying it may contain rocks. So just like the almond cookies that also got pulled earlier this month containing rocks, the product has been pulled from store shelves in more than 30 states, Florida included. And this is not the second, but the third recall that the company has issued this month. There were others, the directed, which was the unexpected broccoli cheddar soup, which I believe it had possible bugs in it too.
So if I were to ask you, hey, what would be the best state to retire in? I think a lot of people may say Florida or South Carolina, you know, somewhere where it's warm. According to Bankrate, they would be wrong. A new study ranks the best and worst states in which to retire.
So I looked at affordability, looked at the cost and quality of healthcare, overall well-being, weather and crime for all 50 states to come up with the rankings we did for best and worst states to retire.
So the number one retirement state is Iowa, followed by Delaware and West Virginia. The worst three states, California, New York, and Alaska. Florida came in ranked at number 8.
That just seems a little boring for your retirement.
Well, listen, I lived in Iowa for 2 years. Now, I will say that there are elements of Iowa that I really enjoyed. Des Moines, the metro area of around Des Moines, a lot to do, a lot going on. I would have, when I lived in Iowa for 2 years, I would have really liked living in that area. As it was, I didn't. Now, I still found things to do, and, you know, I generally enjoyed my time there, but I didn't stay there. And I moved here.
And you're not going back for
and
your
I'm
retirement.
Not going back. I do not plan ever on living. And that's just not my decision. My wife would never do that either. I mean, you know, look, it's a ranking. It's on this confluence of all these factors. And so they're saying, you know, it has to do with the affordability and all that. And I get that. But nobody's picking Iowa over Florida if, you know, unless you're a farmer or unless you've got roots really down. You know, it's just not happened. Winters were absolutely brutal, and I'm calling BS on that. 6:45, let's get traffic and weather together.
Well, roads are looking pretty good. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays or slowdowns on 98 cleared up, and Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre are moving smoothly. And if you see anything on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. Always love getting some details on what's going on the road, so that always is appreciated. For weather, we are going to get a quick update from Joseph Neubauer on WEAR.
Dangerous heat continues for the remainder of the work week. Tuesday sees highs in the mid to upper 90s. Some spots could even get into the triple digits. That would mean feels like temperatures, by the way, on Tuesday afternoon, near 110 degrees. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, not quite as hot, but we'll still be in the middle 90s, which would mean feels like temperatures anywhere from 105 to 110. Continue to take your precautions as you go through the next couple of days. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. Again, high temperatures for tomorrow. Right now, a few clouds, 95 in Pensacola, 95 in Milton, 93 in Gulf Breeze. Heat index at 100. Heat advisory in effect until tonight at 7. In some more health, business, and science headlines, home insurers are insuring less and charging more as they find more ways to try to bring back profitability after losing money out for the last 5 years. So the higher cost, lower coverage trend is extending well beyond Florida and California into other states too, especially states that are prone to hurricanes, floods, and wildfires. And since the start of 2023, the double-digit rate increase has been approved by over 30 states.
A new law in New York City kicks in today that bans restaurants and eateries from voluntarily handing out utensils, condiment packets, and napkins in takeout and delivery orders. People must specifically request the items to get them in their orders. The so-called Skip the Stuff law aims to reduce plastic use to help the environment. Businesses have a grace period until next July before facing actual fines of up to $400.
And Apple is approving the newly rebranded Twitter app, now known as X. The app is available in the Apple App Store. This is no exception to the rule. This is an exception to the rule, sorry, because Apple typically doesn't allow developers name apps with a single character. Elon Musk recently replaced the iconic blue Twitter bird logo with the black and white X.
And also in health and science news, clinical trials for long COVID treatments are starting soon. The National Institutes of Health will begin enrolling patients in the long-delayed trials. They expect to additional trials to test at least 7 more treatments in the next few months. These are the first into a possible treatment for long COVID after Congress provided over $1 billion in funding back in December of 2020. As for pop culture news, Gracie, what happened with Cardi B the weekend?
This is definitely the biggest pop culture story of the weekend. Cardi B taking matters into her own hands when it comes to an unruly concert goer. Over the weekend, someone threw their drink at the rapper while she was performing in a club in Las Vegas. Her response was Cardi B threw her microphone at the offender, and then the offender was then escorted out of the building. Just another episode of someone throwing something, but this time they didn't just,
just kicked out. They got probably a 2-pound microphone thrown at their face. Luckily, for Cardi's sake and for the person, that there was not serious injury on that there. Also in pop culture, the actor best known for portraying Pee-wee Herman died at the age of 70. Comedian Paul Rubens was undergoing treatment for cancer. He created and starred in the TV series Pee-wee's Playhouse from 1986 to 1990 and parlayed that into 2 movies.
Also, we've been hearing a lot about Ed Sheeran being out in the community doing fun stuff, just kind of serving people. Well, he actually is serving people hot dogs. Ed Sheeran surprised fans and customers when he became a guest server at Chicago's Wiener Circle over the weekend. Just one little problem, though. A hot dog stand is known for being the city's rudest hot dog stand, and it appears that Ed Sheeran wasn't really giving off the right vibe. They did tweet that our newest trainee at Ed Sheeran has a lot to learn. He's way too proper and way too friendly. The iconic Lincoln Park hot dog stand tweeted that this weekend.
And finally, tomorrow night's Mega Millions jackpot is up to over $1 billion, $1.05 billion to be exact. The cash option estimated at $527 million. 6:50 right now. We'll be back in just a moment with wacky and weird headlines and good news to finish up a Monday edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Tomorrow at 10, join the Francis M. Weston Audubon Society on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Their purpose is to promote the understanding and preservation of wildlife and the environment that supports it, and to empower individuals to create a healthy and sustainable future for people and for birds and other wildlife in Northwest Florida. Discover fun activities like Shoreline Park and Big Lagoon Bird Walks. Join us tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 620.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Do you know the impact video has in the minds of your future customer? In today's world, the average person consumes up to 6 hours of video a day. That is 25% of their time. If that large of a segment of their day is spent watching video, what's your company doing to create consumable content? Does your marketing and advertising strategy reflect appearing where they're watching this content? If it doesn't yet, it will soon. We are ADX Digital, and we help businesses leverage the power of video by putting brands just like yours in front of consumers using a wide variety of video marketing strategies, including social media mirroring, OTT, Amazon, video pre-roll, YouTube, Facebook and Instagram, and more. Ready to learn how we can do this for you? Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
We worked our whole lives to save, just to spend it on time. With these two, filling buckets of memories. This is what makes life, life. Yet how much of life are we willing to miss out on? Because even mild hearing loss doubles our risk of dementia. Yes, dementia. Good hearing health is essential to staying engaged and doing what we love. Hear well and stay vital. Get a hearing health check every year.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola today and stay informed about what's happening in your community. We're here to keep you connected. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
So,
I got a special request in for you.
Oh, yeah. Is it because we now know the uniforms that Notre Dame will get obliterated by Ohio State in?
I do feel a little bit bad because I did say, like, oh, I have family that's a Penn State fan. Like, my papa would not like me playing this right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, so, yeah, that's cool. Good for them. So, yeah, so Notre Dame today unveiled their green uniforms. They do this like once a decade or so where they bust out the green uniforms. And so today they announced that they would be wearing those against Ohio State. Of course, Ohio State has not lost to Notre Dame since, I want to say, it was like 1935.
Oh, my gosh.
And so Notre Dame is trying to conjure up anything that they can to avoid another humiliating defeat at the hands of the Buckeyes. So this is a little inter-office rivalry. I would assume that came from our sales manager, Jeff Wayne.
Yep.
So, yeah. So congrats on the green jerseys. They are not going to help you lose any better than you otherwise were going to. So looking forward to Ohio State and Notre Dame. I believe that's September 24th, primetime game there. So, yeah. Tomorrow's August. So football's here. We've got high school football back practicing. We're, I think, 2 weeks away now from the start of the high school football season. Of course, we'll be carrying games this fall on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. We've got the Hall of Fame game on Thursday that we're carrying on ESPN Pensacola as well. So football season is here. We're into August now, and the light is at the end of the tunnel, which we all can see, and let the trash talking commence. 6:55, final check of the roads and weather.
Well, our roads are looking good. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays. And if you see anything on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-1114. Weather, we do have high temperatures for tomorrow. Our high tomorrow is going to be 99. I'm assuming we'll most likely get another heat advisory in effect for tomorrow. And we do still have one in effect. We did have one in effect for today. Low of 79 tonight. Right now, few clouds, 95 in Pensacola, 95 in Milton, 93 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, with some wacky and weird stuff to finish out. So here's an easy way to be labeled a Karen. Yes, we all know what that is. It's the sound of the neighborhood ice cream truck. But one person in a neighborhood in New Jersey tried to get it removed because they didn't like the music. However, other neighbors fought back and complained to Mr. Softy about the complainer, and so now Mr. Softy is bringing the truck back to that neighborhood. So
Yay.
Common sense prevails.
Yay. Yeah, that is just messed up. And it's so hot out. Like,
yeah, mid-July, you know?
Exactly. Well, a man in Phoenix got stuck in someone's chimney while trying to break into their home and took a crew of firefighters to rescue him. It may have seemed like a clever idea since no one is using their fireplaces in Arizona right now. The man was arrested. The family says the guy knew them, but no word on why he was trying to break into their house.
Yeah, it's weird. Luckily for him, being stuck, and I don't know how long he was stuck, but being stuck in a fireplace in Phoenix, Arizona sounds like a terrible thing, whether or not you were trying to break into the home.
Yeah.
Some good news here. We've got several good news stories today. A 16-year-old kid in Georgia named Keontae was doing yard work to help buy his siblings some new school clothes, and if he made enough, he was hoping to buy himself a PS5, but then some loser saw him working and called the cops because they assumed he was trespassing. A cop named Eric responded, and he was so impressed by Keontae, he came back with a PS5.
Somebody just did this for you. Like, the game is so expensive, and, you know, somebody just did that for you. You can't do nothing but be so excited. You gotta give him a hug.
I didn't do any of this to end up on the news or anything. I was just going to try to help him out and reach his goal and let him understand that if you work hard and you're honest and, you know, good things will come to you.
Very cool story there. Gracie, what else we got going on?
Well, a couple in Rhode Island were at a seafood restaurant when they found a pearl in a clam, which is really rare. It's about 1 in 10,000. It's much more common to see pearls in oysters, so they hung on to it for 2 years. And Ken just used that pearl to propose this month to Sandy. She said yes. They went back to the same place, same seafood place, to celebrate the engagement.
Very cool there. A former British paratrooper spent 6 years walking the entire coastline of the UK to raise money for a veterans charity. He just finished after 19,000 miles. When Chris Lewis left in 2017, he was a single dad and his daughter had just left for college. Now, 6 years later, he showed back up with a dog he adopted along the way, a woman he got engaged to, and a new son who recently turned 1 year old. And for good measure, he raised $500,000 for the veterans charity.
Wow. Also finishing off on a great news story, a 93-year-old California man just summited Yosemite's Half Dome. That's partly to thank to his son and granddaughter who helped him along the way. That's Everett of Oakland, California, successfully completed this crazy hike in 3 days last week. He became one of the oldest people to ever climb this iconic peak of a rock in Yosemite.
I strive to be 93-year-old Everett in my health journey.
Yes, you will get there, Joe.
One day.
It's News Radio 92.3, finishing off a Monday show, getting ready for an awesome week. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.